This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Heads or tails, Gator?
No, heads this week.
He goes with heads, and it is a head.
That's
will you
right.
Receive or defer?
I will receive.
Gator, all right, Gator, first. Here we go, man. Sound confident. I like that. Saturday, who's more likely to win, Indiana over Ohio State or Army over Notre Dame?
Let me start by saying the question again says more likely. It doesn't say will, it says more likely. So I will make the case for Indiana. Nobody believes they can, but their defense is legit. People don't like their schedule. Fair enough, but they've blown everybody out, basically. I guess they didn't blow out Michigan, but they beat Michigan, and their defense was strong in that game as well. If they can stop the run against Ohio State, which is a monster if, but it's something, it's Indiana's calling card. They've been able to stop the run. If they can't, and then just pin their ears back and go after the quarterback, I get that Ohio State's got these great receivers, but I'm not sold on the quarterback being great. They can get some pressure on there. They can make things interesting. And Ohio State has not blown everybody out. There have been times, and they've definitely struggled with teams this year. I like Indiana as a team. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they can keep this thing close and keep themselves in the college football playoff.
Okay, I would agree. If you look at Ohio State, they've had some injuries up front. They lost their starting left tackle, put a backup in. They lost him. They bumped their left guard out to left tackle. And they've had mixed reviews, maybe playing a little bit better of late. And then a rumor started that they lost their starting center to a torn Achilles Ooh. In practice this week. Now it's being reported that that is indeed the fact. Ooh. Indiana's got the guy who leads the Big Ten in sacks and TFLs in Mikhail Kamara. And C.J. West was one of the most, but defensive lineman for them was one of the most impressive players I've seen in person this year. Plus, IU can score. I think Indiana makes this a game. And yes, I think they can win it.
Yeah, I'll definitely take Indiana over Ohio State. I think, you know, Notre Dame had that one hiccup earlier in the year, but they've been pretty much rolling ever since. You just mentioned it, Doug. Ohio State's offensive line's down two starters, and the backup to one of the starters might be out this week as well. That starting center being out, the left tackle being out. Indiana's got really outstanding defense. Kamara, I expect him to be in the backfield all day. They can stop the run. They can get to the quarterback. I think Indiana's got a decent shot at this. All right, college football standings, they came out last night. Of the four first-round on-campus matchups, which would you most want to go?
Okay, so what I love about this is all four of them are in the Midwest. This is the kind of thing that we've dreamt about, is teams from down south having to come up and play in the Midwest. Alabama would be at Notre Dame, Georgia would be at Penn State, and Ole Miss would be at Indiana. The other game would be BYU at Ohio State. Out of all those games, I think the game and the trip and everything involved that I would most want to be at is Georgia at Penn State. First of all, I love the stadium. The campus tailgating's great. I think the game is fascinating because I actually think Georgia is low-key the best team in the country. And I think that, you know, given their schedule, and I would right now pick them to win it all. The James Franklin factor is always like, is Penn State going to punt on second down and one? Like, you never know what James Franklin might do. So I think I would go to Georgia at Penn State.
I love all the matchups, the way they are on paper. On paper, it's great. But to me, there's only one game that's really worthy of wanting everybody to go to. Alabama at Notre Dame. I mean, if you love college football, this is the matchup for history's sake, right? These two massive programs facing off in South Bend would be absolutely fantastic. That being said, otherwise, I think the Ole Miss at Indiana would be great, too, because of the SEC Big Ten. I love to see the SEC Big Ten matchups. But overall, I think it's Bama at Notre Dame.
I've got Georgia Penn State as well, Doug. I think this felt like it could have been the national title game at some point, right? And I know Penn State, ended up losing earlier, but this is a great, great matchup. It's got a Big Ten school, so kind of, if you want to say local interest here, you got the SEC because it just means more out there. But that's the game I would choose. And by the way, Doug, this is the reason, one of the many reasons why college football rankings, things like this, come out so early so people can talk about it and build up hype and things like that. That's why they do it, man. All right, Deion Sanders quoted on ESPN, "I'm not going anywhere." Do you believe him?
Well, look, if you were to go back on his word, he wouldn't be the first guy to do it. But unless he can be guaranteed to coach his son, I think he stays true to his word. Getting a taste of success this year, they've doubled the win total already over last year. And only he knows what lies behind Shador and Travis when they move on to the NFL. If he feels confident that the guys he's got coming down the pipe are going to be good players, then I think he stays because he's got more to accomplish. By far, he's got more to accomplish. And the conference that they're in, they can win that at some point if he continues with the recruiting. I think he is going to stay.
Yeah, they can win it this year. You mean he's guaranteed to coach his son at the NFL level?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because Shiloh, I don't know if Shiloh's coming back. Shador's already committed to the East-West Shrine game and said, "I'm not registering for classes next semester." So he's gone. I hope he stays. And I love his quote, "I put my kickstand down," which is, that's one of the things that makes Deion so great. Is what a cool quote. He's good for college football. I want to believe him, but I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's going.
Yeah, I don't know if he stays or not, but do I believe his statement of "I'm not going anywhere"? No. Have you guys watched college football or seen the college football landscape recently? And this is no disrespect to Deion. If the Pope or the Dalai Lama were the head coach of a college football team, I wouldn't believe them either. This is where we're at. And this is one of the reasons why I get so upset and annoyed by head coaches that are mad their players are leaving the transfer portal. You guys bail all the time. You guys get paid the big dollars, the big money. This is just part of where college football is. It's basically professional sports.
Let me just say this, though. Because college football has turned into this without a doubt, you need a salesman to be your head coach right now. And is there any better salesman than Deion Sanders to get the donors to donate, to get the NIL money for his players? I think he's perfect for college football.
Yeah, and he could still leave.
He could.
Sharon Moore and Jonathan Smith, they're in their first seasons, but realistically, guys, they're probably not in any trouble of losing their jobs. But what Big Ten head coach do you think maybe let go at the end of the season?
Okay, I mentioned earlier that coaches aren't going to get fired as quickly as they used to, with schools needing to come up with that right now reported limit of $20 million in NIL to pay student athletes. So you have to look at the buyouts and where they are in their contracts. It's going to be guys near the end of the contracts where the buyouts are less. I think Mike Loxley of Maryland, 1-5 in the Big Ten in year 6, and he has one of the smaller buyouts in the Big Ten. So if I had to predict the guy, I would go him.
Ryan Walters at Purdue might be in trouble with a 1-9 record, but he's only in his second season. I know that I think they won 4 games last year, but he's like 38 years old, and I think that there's promise there with a younger guy being the head coach. I think it's way too soon to cut somebody after just 2 seasons, even if this is a bad season, but they've had some circumstances there. I'm kind of with you. I'm not sure anybody gets a Ziggy this year in the Big Ten. I don't know if this is the year that you decide to cut coaches.
If Ryan Day loses to Michigan this year, he will get fired immediately after the game. But other than that, I think I'm going to go out on a limb a little bit here. I'm going to go Lincoln Riley. All right, just because a couple years ago they were in the talks of like winning the national title, and what has he done since then? I feel like, and I think we all feel like, USC should be a lot better than what they are. It makes no sense why they aren't better. They have the alumni, they have the brand and nice location, all that stuff. They should be better, but. Other than me throwing Lincoln Riley out there, I'm not sure anyone gets fired either. All right, last year, Matt Rhule was 5-3 in his first year with the Cornhuskers, and Nebraska ended up losing their final four games to miss a bowl. This year, they start out 5-1 and have lost four straight. Their last two games, Wisconsin and at Iowa. Can the Cornhuskers ever turn this thing around under Matt Rhule?
Yes, because they have the quarterback. Royola is going to be the reason he's going to stick around there, and he's the reason why they'll hit the portal hard and bring in some quality players. I'm not sure they're going to contend anytime soon, but turning things around, getting it to be a winning program, I think that's absolutely in the cards, and it's right around the corner for Nebraska.
I hope so, because I like it when Nebraska's good, and it's a great trip. Anybody's been out there, and they got a ton of tradition. But when they left the old Big 12, I don't think they anticipated that they were cutting off a lifeline of recruiting to the state of Texas. They used to kill it in Texas, and they're not quite getting as many players out of Texas as they used to. And in the old Big 12, they played at Baylor, Texas, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, and that's all been jumbled now. But I think they inadvertently cut off a recruiting pipeline when they left the Big 12. It's hurt them, and it's made it so much harder. I don't know if they're ever going to win the way they used to, because I don't know what their recruiting base is anymore.
Yeah, I think they can turn the corner under Matt Rhule. I've been a Matt Rhule guy since he got there. And earlier this year, I didn't think they started off hot, but I didn't think it was going to last because they need Rayola to get the experience. And I do think they have the right quarterback. As soon as Rayola gets over this cosplay of Mahomes that he's going through right now and just actually focuses on playing football instead of just looking like Mahomes, I think they'll be fine.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the D2 playoffs start this weekend. Ferris State is a 1 seed. Grand Valley is a 2 seed. Pick a sleeper and give us an interesting fact about that sleeper.
Okay, so we got into the D2 brackets here a little bit and had some fun. I'm going to go with Miles University, the 4 seed down south. It's right between Philip Tech and Robert College. I've never heard of Miles University. Is it named after one guy? Don't know, but they're the Golden Bears. They're coached by former Bengal and Redskin Sam Shade. They're a historically black college in Fairfield, Alabama. And according to their official stats on their website, one of the players for their team that threw 40 passes this year is number 12. That's how it's listed in their official stats. So go Golden Bears of Miles.
Look, I may just be going with chalk here, but how do you go against Harding? Honestly. Defending national champions. They lost only once this season. They averaged like 400 yards on the ground. They absolutely control the game. They lead the nation in points per game at 52. Points allowed at 8.6. This team is built for cold weather. They're built to slog it out. It's championship football. It's what they do. Even though they're from Searcy, Arkansas, the Bison are ready to take care of Pittsburgh State this weekend and show that the repeat is coming.
It's D2, guys. They're all sleepers. But since you're forcing me to pick somebody, I'm going to go with Carson Newman. Here's the fun fact that you may not know. Did you know they are actually called Carr and Newman, but everyone thinks it's Carson Newman, and so they just went with it. Carson Newman.
Nice.
Well played.
Carson Anderson.
We'll keep our eyes on the D2 playoffs. Although deep down, go Bulldogs, go Lakers.
Yeah.
We've got some dynasties here in our state. And that concludes the college football blitz thingy.